Imagine taking an elevator and then climbing stairs and an iron ladder up to the roof of the Hotel Duluth and standing literally inches away from four of the fastest birds in the world, peregrine falcons. Well, the ones I was inches away from weren't really so fast. They were four nestlings still toddling about like babies. The adults kept a safe distance from me, close enough to allow me to take bazillions of photos of the female, but not so close that I needed to wear a hard hat. But I was up there with the falcon banders from the Raptor Resource Project, and they did indeed need their hard hats. Fortunately, the parent birds were not as upset as peregrine parents can be. They've gone through this procedure with their four previous broods of chicks, and everything turned out okay. And this time, the mother knew better than ever exactly what was going on, because 2 weeks before, these same banders had managed to catch her and put identifying bands on her legs. Oddly, this Duluth nesting pair were two of the only peregrines anywhere in the Midwest that were not banded as nestlings. All the peregrines released in peregrine reintroduction programs are banded birds, and researchers have tried to keep track of every nest and band every nestling, so how both of these falcons slipped into existence without birders, banders, or researchers noticing is anybody's guess. But when the banders arrived 2 weeks before, they finally managed to catch the adult female and band her. They give a name to each banded bird so they can tell them easily apart. Our Duluth adult female is now officially Amy, after the woman who helped Rob McIntyre band her. When we arrived on the roof, two of the banders put on their climbing equipment. They had to rappel a short way down the building and put the four baby falcons into a large, specially padded pet carrier. This was the most dangerous part. The huge adult female falcon dive-bombed them, actually clunking Rob McIntyre's hard hat four times. Then the banders got the carrier back up to the roof and set about banding the birds. A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service band on one leg and a colored band that indicates the birds were banded by the Raptor Research Project in Duluth, with a large number easy to read with binoculars from a short distance, on the other leg. One by one, the birds were taken out of the carrier, checked over, and banded. They were too small to be very mobile, but they managed to inflict more actual damage to the banders than the adults did, their massive talons strong and sharp enough to draw blood, even though they were only estimated to be 22 days old. After each one was banded, it was put on a towel with a little girl named Carly keeping them each in place. The whole time, the mother sat on a corner of the building, waiting and watching. Once all four birds were banded, it was time to pack them all back into the padded carrier and for the climbers to drop down from the ledge and return the little guys to their nest box. The parents were naturally on red alert once again, but the moment the climbers left the babies in the box and o'erperched those walls again, the mother dropped down to the box and was back attending to her babies. Julie O'Connor, who was working for the City of Duluth showing the peregrines to people in Lake Place Park, said the father brought food about 90 minutes afterward, and 2 hours later the female carried in a pigeon that took her 20 minutes to feed to the nestlings. Life was back to normal, but the peregrines are now banded for life and can be identified wherever they go. I posted over 125 photos and videos on birderblog.com, and the Duluth News Tribune website has some great photos by their photographer, Clint Austin, along with Steve Kuchera's story. You can find them at duluthnewstribune.com or linked directly at my peregrine banding page at birderblog. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking For the Birds.